Good morning, everyone. First, I want to thank the Chamber for this awesome opportunity to be in front of everyone. I'm Chuck White. I'm Mayor of Leadwood. We're the small part of this big community. And that's the one thing that I look at of the opportunity that I have as the mayor, of giving that recognition, giving back to our community. I want to thank Chuck Ogle. We're good friends. He put my mayor slogan into our prayer, a better tomorrow. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I see it. And that's what we all want. I want to start out with some recognition to the people who support Leadwood. Chief Jones, if you'll stand up, please. Amanda Queen, this is our city administrator. Will you stand up, please? And I have one of my alderwomen, Mary Gilbert. Will you stand up, please? Recognition to a few that were able to come with me. It's been said, it takes a lot to do what we do for our communities, our citizens. It was pointed out a while ago, we have a mayor's group where we get together and we bounce things off of each other and what we can do in helping our communities. And Seth and Chris and Pete and Stacy, they've been a wealth to me. One person said a while ago, Chris, I believe it was, and taking office, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to do the best I can do. First off, I'm not a politician. I understand business, and in business we get things done. So let me tell you, in Leadwood, what we've gotten done. A lot of people in this room probably have roots that tie them back to Leadwood. An old mine community, that mine shut down and people kind of started going other places. And, there used to be a theater there and a lumber yard there and tons of businesses and whatnot. And it all kind of just faded away. But a lot of other things have faded away with it. And that was the vision for the community. So a couple years back when I took the position as mayor, if you guys can just imagine a car after it's been in a major accident, right? A lot of stuff that's got to be fixed and done and put back together and whatever. So in taking office, looking at Leadwood, and we don't have Farmington, we don't have business. we have Roy's gas station, so if you guys want some inexpensive fuel, stop in. We'll help you out with that. We do have a dollar store that they just did a revamp on, so it's pretty nice on the inside there. We welcome any business that wants to come, and there's some reasons to come. And the reason for that, more so than anything, as I was pointing out, some of my backbone of the city, the vision that we have, and that vision is a better tomorrow. It starts with the basics. For a small community such as Leadwood, that struggled for so long, one of the major needs that the city has needed was water. The water was straight up horrible, right? Well, we have new water. I mean, when I say new water from the well all the way to the house. The first part of our name, Leadwood, take lead out. It's gone completely. We got a huge grant. None of these numbers that you're hearing from some of Seth. as it is, the town is being tore up. The streets are being tore up. Sidewalks are being tore up. But that has to happen, right? When that car wreck goes into the body shop, and don't go in there to look at it the first couple days that it's there. It's a wreck. And it's going to get a little bit rougher as we go forward because there's a lot to do, and that's the vision that we have, is to fix that. We want to create that community that maybe people have ties to and roots to, and they don't want to see that fade away, and it's not. It's growing. It's coming back together, as Seth was saying, and his community over there. You know, they're actively working, and so are we, in providing a community that people want to be a part of, that they want to live in. Chief Jones and our police department, when I took office, we didn't have a police department. Nothing. Right? Now we have a police chief. We have 8 police officers, 1 full-time, 4 part-time, and we have 3 reserves. What we have more in our community, outside of the financial resource, thankfully we have older people, such as Mary, who works diligently hard in the park, even with our Christmas parade, and Amanda Queen, and the additional time that she puts in and trying to do what is needed to help the community out. Other aldermen who weren't able to be with us, the extra time that they put in. I believe it was, I'm not sure which mayor it was, but the many hats that everyone in that role plays. I'm a mayor, but you may see me in a trench somewhere with a shovel in my hand. I know I have an alderman who, every time I see him, we're having a conversation, and he's about this tall because he's in the ditch, digging or doing what he can to help out. You know, when we look at what makes the city work, we have 2 city employees, right? 3 actually. So we have a sewer guy, but then we have a water guy, and we have a street guy. But then kind of mix them around, because all of them do everything. And it's nothing for me to be out there helping whenever we're having to get the streets cleared. You'll see me throw that hat on and go out and do what I can there. So it's tough when you're looking at a small community. We don't ever want you guys to forget about us, and so we enhance something. If you can't see us, you can smell us. Right, drive down 8 Highway, but that we only put that in there temporary. Just while we were working on things, y'all didn't forget about us. We have an engineer right now that's working with us on our sewer. It's in an early stage. I'd like to share a lot more with you as to what direction we're going with that, but I don't want to overstep. We have, like I said, a brand new water system that's going in. Huge attraction there to our citizens and for anyone who wants to invest. If you ever heard that Leadwood has bad water, come taste it now, because it's not. It's fresh. It's great. It's all state of the art, and getting there anyways. We'll have a huge water tower with our name on it. We'll have some Bulldogs up there representing. We have a great school that we kind of get the tag off of. They're not in Leadwood, but they sit right there. We have a great fire department as well with the Leadwood Fire Department District. So a lot of great things that we can build off of, a lot of things that we are working avidly on for our citizens. A lot of help that I'm getting from the other mayors and other officials who are just giving some guidance in that direction and helping us to build. Again, as I said, I'm not a politician. I understand business more than anything, but it all applies. And what it applies to is you're all my neighbors in one way or another. Whether I'm in Farmington passing through, going to get something to eat, or headed over to see my mother-in-law in Bismarck, or going up to Bon Terre to whatever it may be. We're all in passing. We don't see each other every day, but we're all neighbors. And so how Leadwood can help Farmington, and Farmington helps Leadwood, and the same with Stacy and Park Hills, the whole community. The best thing that I can say in this is that instead of having huge growth in just Farmington, right? It's a destination city. We all go there for whatever it may be. But then we also have great development in all of our different parts of our county. And so if there's anything that I can say that should be encouraging to everyone is that Leadwood isn't that little section that, well, stay away from. No, it's that section that's building like everybody else, and we're welcoming you to come in, come taste the water. For a little bit, might hold your nose, but that's going to go away, I promise you. We're working on that part as well. After that, we'll be going after fixing the streets, giving some sidewalks to the citizens, those steps, right, and getting there. I don't know that Leadwood will ever be a Farmington. I don't think we want to be a Farmington. We have a Farmington. I don't think that we want to be a Park Hills or Bonterra or whatever. We want to be Leadwood. And so what is that vision? That vision is a place for our citizens to, one, feel safe with our police department, two, be happy that we have great drinking water, three, that our sewer system works as it's supposed to, but it's a community that they can come home to, right? And at the end of the day, what do we all want to do? We want to go home to a place where we feel safe and everything works and it's nice. And that's what we're building. And anybody who wants to be a part of that, business-wise, resource-wise, we would take a little of that. but honestly, I mean, that's all I've really got to say. I want to thank everybody for this opportunity, everybody being here. Great seeing everybody. I know some of the faces. I don't know all. But if you want to get to know me, I'm Chuck. I'm happy to be your friend and be your neighbor and continue to grow with all of you.